from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We welcome back all the moms and dads who are getting the kids ready for school. It's prime time in this hour, and we've got you covered. We'll keep you posted with our AAA traffic reports with Ellen Gamble. That's the main thing, and the weather always is a factor. A lot cooler today, certainly, than it's been all summer here as we get ready for the third full weekend. Close out August already. That seems impossible. We're 2 weekends away from the Labor Day holiday. Meanwhile, last night in Chicago, Hillary Clinton spoke. Then President Joe Biden spoke for 51 minutes as they kicked off the Democratic National Convention and introducing him. Now, when we had the Republican National Convention, one of the most emotional speeches came from Donald Trump's granddaughter. In this case, the introduction that Ashley Biden, who's 43 years old, she is a social worker and activist, and she had a chance to introduce her dad.
When Hunter and I lost our brother Beau to cancer in 2015, the grief and the pain felt like it might never end. Dad had the capacity to step out of his own pain and absorb ours. And I know that Beau is here with us tonight, as he is always with us. After Beau passed, I got this tattoo on my wrist. It says, "Courage, dear heart." A reminder to myself to keep going, to get back up, like my dad has always done. He has taught me that a courageous heart is a miraculous thing. A courageous heart can heal a family. A courageous heart can heal a nation, and maybe even the world. And now, this election requires the courageous hearts of all of us. In 2020, my dad selected Kamala Harris to beat Donald Trump. And he knows in 2024, she will beat Donald Trump again. So tonight, I am asking you, if you stood with us in 2020, call upon your courageous heart. Stand with us today. work harder than you have ever worked before in your life. This is the fight of our lifetime. Our freedom, our democracy, our reproductive rights. All of this, all of it is on the ballot. And I know together we can do this because my dad helped show us the way. And now I would like to introduce my father, your 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden.
And Joe Biden came on stage and got a 4.5 minute ovation from the Democratic friendly crowd and gave his daughter Ashley a big hug. And Beau, their son that passed away in 2015, died of a reoccurrence of brain cancer. Some believe that may have been triggered by his service overseas and the burn pits that you've maybe heard so much about. Tonight, former President Barack Obama will speak along with his wife, former First Lady Michelle, and day two with obviously a series of guests. Now, they were running about an hour behind, so it was after midnight here in the East Central Time in Chicago that they wrapped up the events of the evening. So we'll see if they can keep it on time. Meanwhile, tracking what Donald Trump's doing, CBS's Errol Barnett.
Former President Donald Trump is spending this week stumping in key battleground states as well, including Pennsylvania. He spoke to workers at a factory in New York yesterday about the economy. And in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns, he was asked about his repeated insults of his opponent, Vice President Kamala Harris.
You have criticized her appearance. You've criticized her intelligence. Is that the message to win over those moderate voters that you're going to need in the middle?
No, I don't think so. I think that the message is what a bad job they've done. I mean, if you look at this economy, if you look at inflation, and, you know, I love this country. I have to do what it takes to win.
Why insult her intelligence?
Well, I have to do that. Well, I don't think she's a very bright person. I do feel that. I mean, I think that's right. I think I am a very bright person.
Trump heads to Michigan today while his running mate, J.D. Vance, stumps in Wisconsin.
And we'll continue to follow this week as we did with the Republican National Convention through Thursday night when Kamala Harris will officially accept the party's nomination. Out you can. Instant access just a click away. Email us at instantaccess@kdkaradio.com. And also, your voice matters. If you download our free Odyssey app, there is a little microphone that you'll find on the KDKA page, and you just press that and record a message to us that goes into an electronic folder that we can access and play on the air. So as we get accustomed to doing this, we'd love to hear from you about a number of subjects, and we'll put some out there and get your feedback. But it's a great app to have, AUDACY. It's free, and it really opens up a whole world of great audio. Last night in Chicago, the Democratic National Convention went late, running about an hour behind, and it didn't end till after midnight here. So it was different. The Republican National Convention in Philadelphia, obviously in the Eastern time zone, made a big difference. So, David, a lot of people probably didn't stay up, if you were watching at all, to see Joe Biden speak for 51 minutes.
That's the benefit of living in the West Coast.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, in a way, based on what we've heard from the speech, it was almost like a State of the Union speech, almost like a swan song opportunity, since it's been a month since he decided to take himself out of the race. Mm-hmm. So this was really the first time he's had a speech of this nature. And he really only did one sit-down interview in between.
Right.
So it was really the first time for many that they heard the president speak. And he spoke, as you might expect, about the issues. One we played in the last half hour was dealing with the border situation, because that's a hot topic
Sure.
in this campaign. And the other, of course, is the economy.
As your president, I've been determined to keep America moving forward, not going back, to stand against hate and violence in all its forms, to be a nation where we not only live with but thrive on diversity, demonizing no one, leaving no one behind, and becoming the nation that we profess to be. I also ran to rebuild the backbone of America, the middle class. I made a commitment to you that I be a president for all Americans, whether you voted for me or not. We have done that. Studies show the major bills we have passed actually delivered more to red states than blue. Because the job of the president is to deliver to all of America. Because of you, and I'm not exaggerating, because of you, we've had one of the most extraordinary 4 years of progress ever, period. When I say we, I mean Kamala and me. Just think about it. COVID no longer controls our lives. We've gone from economic crisis to the strongest economy in the entire world. Record 16 million new jobs. Record small business growth. Record high stock market. Record high 401ks. Wages up, inflation down, way down, and continuing to go down. The smallest racial wealth gap in 20 years. And yes, we both know we have more to do, but we're moving in the right direction. More Americans have peace of mind that comes from having health insurance. More Americans have health insurance today than ever before in American history.
Joe Biden last night in Chicago, and coming up right after the news at 7:35, how did he do? We have Dr. Jerry Schuster, University of Pittsburgh professor, who's an expert in presidential rhetoric, and he will join us to talk about that. And if the messaging he feels certainly resonated with the faithful in Chicago and the Democratic Party, and it'll be interesting to hear the feedback, and we'll get more of that. Both sides here on the Big K Morning Show. Tonight's lineup, second gentleman Doug Emhoff will speak, former First Lady Michelle Obama and the former President Barack Obama, which in Chicago should go over very well, I would imagine.
Think of the message he sends around the world when he talks about America being a failing nation. He says we're
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Losing. He's the loser. He's dead wrong.
Joe Biden last night was the keynote speaker day one in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Spoke for 51 minutes that ended after midnight. And joining us is a professor who is an expert in presidential rhetoric, Dr. Jerry Shuster, the University of Pittsburgh. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is different than the Republican convention, just in time zone. So they were running about, I understand, an hour behind their own schedule. So it pushed Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden to very late. So a lot of people on the East Coast probably didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I would imagine. I think that whoever put the schedule together, I think did a very poor job, because what they did was they had some great speakers, and they all kept to the same time frame throughout, but they had far too many. And then by the time the president, Hillary Clinton and the president, gave their presentations, the Eastern Seaboard audience was, you know, they were in bed.
Yeah, I would imagine. So they're just catching bits and pieces. But it seemed to me like the speech was almost like a mini State of the Union address.
Or it was a major farewell address, is essentially what it was. But yes, you're correct. And all, in addition to that, it was one where they had to not only vilified Trump, but more importantly, he was speaking from such a strong voice. And, you know, he was showing that he was still there. He was still president. And he, you know, all of the things that he wanted you to remember that he accomplished, he and Kamala Harris accomplished in their 4 years together, he hit almost every single area.
So he officially passes the torch to Harris in the speech last night. And it's hard to believe, Jerry, that we've gone in 1 month from Biden head-to-head with Donald Trump to this fairly dynamic shift that a lot of people aren't exactly sure how to read.
Right. But, you know, the momentum is something that I don't think anybody expected. I know there was some discussion when the transition was made, but I don't think anyone ever anticipated the momentum that would build as a result of that. And the rhetoric that has, prevailed on both sides, but more importantly on the Democrat side, is so dynamic that it's the Republicans are finding it hard to respond. They're taking, they're not sure how to approach this. That's one of the obvious outcomes of this whole process. From the moment that the president said he was turning or passing the torch to Kamala Harris, the Republicans were caught totally unaware, and they should not have been. But it's perfectly obvious that their strategy is still, it's kind of one of those things, I'm not sure, kind of approach.
So when you do a analysis of a speech, whether it's a president or not, obviously, you have to judge if the messaging is resonating. How would you grade Joe Biden's speech overall last night?
That was probably one of his better speeches, because it was dynamic, number one, and he was fluid. There were some areas where the mistakes or the imperfections that occurred during his debate were evident. But for the most part, there's no other way to characterize it other than dynamic in terms of methodology. And I think it was important to look at him as he delivered the speech. He was into it. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that what he was saying, he meant.
And this will be one of a number of presidential speeches. You have former President Barack Obama scheduled to speak tonight. We're also going to hear from Bill Clinton.
Correct.
As we get ready for the Thursday night acceptance speech. So I think Barack Obama was considered to be a pretty good orator. Even if you didn't believe in his policies or if you were for or against, you had to give it to him that part of that was the reason he got into the office in the first place.
Well, his delivery skills are, I think, go unquestioned. And I think Bill Clinton is the same way, just in a dramatically different way. If you put the two speakers, the two past presidents together, you find out how effective they were in articulating their ideas, but at the same time, how different the way they achieved their dynamics and the way they achieved their ability to generate audience appeal was so dramatically different, but nonetheless effective.
All right, so what do we...
I think they have to be very careful on their scheduling, though, given the time differential, number one. They need, if they want the audience, and that's the whole purpose of that convention, to set the tone for what's to come, they're going to have to adjust their programming so that, you know, the speakers are able, the better speakers and the more important persons are able to be seen by the general public who are interested in watching, but can't just really stay up that late to do it.
Very few people would stay up late just for that at this point. And you're right, especially on a Monday. And whoever scheduled this, if they were an hour behind, it doesn't help them. If they're telling us Pennsylvania is so important to this election and, you know, cities in the East, then to have Joe Biden on that takes them after midnight isn't helping.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what time they schedule Josh Shapiro this evening, too, as to how they because he's going to be important. He's obviously scheduled for a good reason, so they're going to have to make him almost prime time. But how they manage to keep on schedule is going to be another story.
All right, Doc, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll check in again.
Thank you.
Dr. Jerry Shuster, an expert in presidential rhetoric on the Big K Morning Show. This is the Big K Morning Show. In our next hour, we're going to go live to Chicago right off the top. Right after David Balorado brings us the news at 8. And this is the man who's head of the Democratic Party here in Allegheny County, Sam Hens-Greco. He will join us from the convention, get his take on what's transpired in day one, what he's looking forward to for the remainder of this week through Thursday night. If you know of a hometown hero, we're looking for you. We have our Lifetime Achievement Awardee all signed up. We're very excited to announce Jim Leland will join us on October 8th. That's a Tuesday at the Lamont, where we'll celebrate our hometown heroes, including Jim Leland, and also five individuals who are doing extraordinary things in our hometown without looking for anything for themselves. So if you want to nominate somebody, you go to kdkradio.com, just search Larry's Heroes, and should be able to easily find a nomination page. Back to school, that's a big deal for a lot of families. And this week you mentioned the schools that are going back, including Bentworth, East Allegheny, Mount Lebanon, Penn Hills, Shenango area, Upper St. Clair, Woodland Hills. A lot of those schools will go back in the next few days. Thursday seems to be another big day. Pine Richland and North Allegheny and a bunch of the schools. Some of the teachers are reporting in advance of the school year at the Pittsburgh Public School System. And also, Aaron, do you remember your first day of school?
Of course. I think I can remember all the different phases of back to school shopping and back to school the first day. And Gateway, we started on Thursday many years in a row. which I never understood.
Now, do you remember, because you're only in your 20s, so none of us can remember going to school before Labor Day. Do you remember? It seems early to me.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure. I feel like around my junior year of high school is when things started to shift and we were going to school earlier. And that's when we started, like, I remember asking my friends, why is our first day on Thursday? But right. It happened a lot, I would say, around my junior year of high school. So I don't know. Maybe it's a ploy to get students out into summer sooner. Who knows?
Well, obviously, you are required, at least if it still holds 180 days of class, right. You know, and they modified that somewhat because you're able to utilize, instead of snow days for a lot of schools, they have these mobile, you know, the technological days where you stay home.
School
you,
from home.
Yeah. I don't know how effective that is.
Right.
Keeping people's attention in person is a tremendous challenge, let alone trying to assume that a kid on the other end of a computer isn't distracted by a million other things.
Yeah, I personally could have never done that.
No, we could hardly stay focused on our in-person meetings here at the plant. So, well, we welcome you back if you are changing your schedule again for the rest of the fall. We got you here on the Big K Morning Show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.